whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Shot, 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 shots. All right, it's the Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday, and that means PFT commenter joins the program. PFT, wild card weekend. Your boys are the headliner. Sunday night football. How you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling great. It's been a whirlwind, like a roller coaster of a week. On Monday, I was a little bit nervous. On Tuesday, I was confident. Wednesday, I was nervous again. Now I'm back feeling great. Like, I want to fast forward to Sunday. And then if you ask me again on Sunday morning, I'll be the most nervous person in America.
What's your shot of choice?
I'll be shaking uncontrollably. But I feel good. I know that when I sat down before last weekend and I put together the ideal way that week 18 was going to go and how it would shake out for the schedule, mm-hmm. everything worked out the way that I hoped that it would. So I feel good. I think that, you know, in a weird way, I was talking to Dan Orlovsky about this on today's Part of My Take, but I think it's kind of a good matchup for both teams in a weird way. If you ask the Bucks who they would like to play, I think they probably would have said us. So I think there's going to be a lot of points, and I'm confident. I'm feeling good that we can get our first playoff win since we beat the Bucks back in 2006.
I was asking you, what's your shot of choice? Because you just need to take a couple of those and relax yourself, bro.
I know. I need to chill out a little bit. But yeah. I mean, no. You know what, Beavis? I don't need to chill out. I want to feel every single feeling of playoff football and everything that goes along with it, because this is something that we've been craving for a long time. And so bring it on. I'm enjoying it.
All right. I like that. I think, listen, we were talking about this in the press room yesterday. They were in the playoffs 4 years ago. That was the most fool's gold cryptocurrency playoff run ever. They were 7-9 and won the division, but they were there 4 years ago. What I find most enjoyable about this PFT, and I'm curious if you feel the same. I read this headline to B. Mitch this morning, and he made one very accurate edit. This is from Florio this morning, and he said, "The perpetually pathetic Commanders are suddenly contenders." And B. Mitch said, what that should read is the once perpetually pathetic Commanders. It feels like this, to me, slams the door on the past, and it's a bold new future.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I don't think that you can call us the perpetually pathetic Commanders anymore. I think that with ownership change and everything that goes along with it, and a front office that seems like it's doing all the right things and it's relatively stable, and I'm sure that, you know, Adam Peters, he's probably made a couple moves that he kind of wishes that he had done one or two things like slightly differently. But overall, I mean, this has been a great turnaround. It seems like we got a good foundation and ready to move forward and be a competitive team for the foreseeable future. So, yeah, I mean, you talk about that 2020 season. What were we, like 6-9 going into Sunday Night Football and then going into Philly, and Doug Peterson just lets us win that game for some reason. I don't understand why.
Dude, if you remember, they started Jalen Hurts, and then they benched him at halftime to go to Nate Sudfeld.
That
was tanking at a high caliber.
Oh, yeah.
They tanked so badly that their coach got fired, which is kind of unheard of. But you would think that they would have had a conversation between coach and owner about what's going on there. But, yeah, we backed in the playoffs that year. That was, like, you knew that was – we're on borrowed time when mm-hmm. we got into those playoffs. And Taylor Heinicke almost pulled a rabbit out of his hat. But, yeah, you're right. This is it's a new era, and I'm excited to step into it. And, hey, let's go win a playoff game. This is what we're here for. Let's go win a playoff game. And if we can do that this year, then I really think that, you know, sky's the limit going into next year. Then now we're talking about an exciting offseason, and not just one of these exciting off seasons where they give you something flashy to make you somewhat interested about next year. You know, no longer like the offseason champs type offseason, but actually an offseason that can lead to you being champs.
What troubles you about this game?
All right, so Bucky Irving troubles me a lot. Stephen Che troubles me a lot, our Bucks fan here at Barstool Sports, because he's so perpetually positive, and he's just like an annoying, nice guy. I do love Stephen Che, but having him root in my face for the Buccaneers, that's going to be tough. Fortunately, I believe we're bringing Barstool Nate to Chicago to sit next to Stephen Che to maybe combat some of that.
Well, let those two get together then.
Yeah.
If there's anybody that could drive Stephen Che crazy, it's Nate.
It might be Nate.
I'm letting Nate Dogg off the leash. We're going to have a pit bull on our hands on Sunday night for our live stream. But, it's the run game. It's Bucky Irving, to a lesser extent, I think, Rashad White, although he's a good player. But Bucky is really the one that concerns me. The running game's very strong. Our rush defense has not looked good, especially you think about times that we've gone up against good running backs, and it hasn't looked great for us. So I think their running game is a weakness that we're going to have to deal with going into this weekend. But I also think that Todd Bowles, he's kind of in a tricky situation because Todd Bowles loves to blitz. He loves to send the house. He likes to make quarterbacks nervous. And he did that pretty effectively at times against Jaden in week one. Mm-hmm. But this is a different Jaden. Jaden was a little less confident week one. There were some times when he hesitated for an extra half second, ended up getting sacked, ended up getting hit, wasn't confident enough to take off when he needed to. And if you look how the season's progressed, he's obviously become more confident with that. And Todd Bowles' defense has given up a lot of scramble yards to quarterbacks as the season's gone on. So I think I love Jaden to run with the football a lot. I like Eckler in this game too, getting him out in space a little bit. I think it's going to be a very, very different game than what we saw week one. And I think we talked about this after week one. We said if our defense can just become like medium, if we can get to like the middle of the pack, then this could be a very fun team. Dan Quinn's done that. He's done that. I think we're like 18th. And it was either like total yards or total points, whatever it was. We're like medium bad right now. If we can become medium bad plus on defense, then I think that we've got a great chance to win this game. But I think it will be a lot of points.
It's fascinating. We got a little bit, I don't want to overdo it, not to call it breaking news, but Marshawn Lattimore has been a full participant every day at practice this week. He is not at practice today because of a non-injury-related rest day, according to the team. Dan Quinn has been optimistic about it all week. I don't want to alarm anybody, but he's not there today. They're in the bubble right now. I think you're right. What's that?
I'm okay with that, by the way. I'm fine with Lattimore having a non-injury rest day. I hope Dan Quinn's doing. I hope he's got him like strapped to a chair and just playing highlights of Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore fights throughout the year, like Clockwork Orange. Just sit in his chair, watch this, and get really, really angry going into the weekend because he's held Mike Evans to I think 47 yards each time they like an average of 47 yards.
It's been remarkable,
and three catches. So he's not like it's not 24-year-old Marshawn Lattimore, but I think that. When it comes to a matchup against Mike Evans, this is why you go out and get a guy like that.
Oh, he gets up for that.
PFT, I'm curious. We're talking with our friend PFT Commenter. You can follow him at PFT Commenter on any social media platform. Make sure you follow and listen and subscribe to the Pardon My Take podcast. I am a AWL, and I know there are millions of us out there. PFT, I'm curious, man. You can look at Washington's season. 12 wins, I mean, most they've had since 91 when B. Mitch had a mustache. and, like, especially the last month, they went 4-0 since the bye, right? Like, they won all their games. Remember, going into the bye, they're 8-5, and everybody's like, if they go 2-2, they're in the playoffs. They won them all. But they also all came down to the absolute last second. How do you build off that momentum when everything comes down to the wire?
Yeah, you kind of have one of these feelings that we're never out of any game, no matter what happens. And the fact that we're 4-0 after the bye, it doesn't, to me, I don't know about you guys, but it doesn't feel like 4-0. Like, it's a very strange feeling 4-0 because of how these games have ended. But you've got that experience at the end of games. Like, you know that this team has ice water in their veins a little bit where when the pressure gets high, they're not going to crumble. They're going to go out there and give themselves a chance to win. And that's a really good feeling to have. And I would love to not fall behind in this game. Yeah. I would love for it not to be 20-7 at halftime, you know, and have to battle back out of that hole. So I think it's going to be important to get started and put up some points in the first half. because in the playoffs, it, you know, the pressure gets a little higher. Although it is, you know, it's a primetime game. That's something that would scare me in the past. But the Bucks are 0-4 in primetime this year. And with their fan base, I mean, they're having dinner at 5 p.m. and they're, you know, tucked into bed by 9, getting ready for early bird breakfast the next day. It's going to be a late night, late primetime night for Bucks fans. So I like our chances in that, knowing what we have in the DNA of our team. But I do like Baker Mayfield a lot. That's going to be tough going up against him because that guy is a competitor. He is like – he does a lot of the same stuff that Jaden does really well, except he's way more emotional about it. And he will let you know about it. And that kind of worries me a little bit because I love watching him play. But, again, we got a team that just doesn't quit in the fourth quarter. So I'm excited. I'm as optimistic as I could be about any matchup that we'd have in these playoff games. And you know what I'm doing? I'm buying NFC Championship tickets for Raul John Maryland for the
Fed. Now you're talking.
And then I'm going to root like hell for the Green Bay Packers to beat the Eagles because I don't want to play the look-ahead game. But if we did beat the Bucks. And we have to go to Detroit. I don't know if anybody in the D.C. area is going to be feeling nearly as confident as we feel right now. But we got a chip. We got a chair. That's all you need in the playoffs.
All I need is one mic, man. Uh-huh. Yeah, totally. Listen to this. Zach Kruger, who's a friend of the program, just tweeted this out. Commanders passing stats with less than 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Okay? First in QBR, 131.7. Less than two to go in the fourth quarter. First in passing touchdowns. Six passing touchdowns with less than 2 minutes to go just in the fourth quarter. Zero turnover-worthy plays under 2 minutes in the fourth quarter. First in PFF grade. First in QBR. First in adjusted completion percentage. I mean, that is staggering.
Yeah.
Clutch.
That's being clutch
ball.
In the most stressful time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are great stats, and I would like to see as much up-tempo stuff from Cliff as possible. I want to get in a rhythm out there. I know that there's a difference between the defenses that you see with less than 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter and a defense that you would see, you know, with 10 minutes left in the second quarter. But nonetheless, I want to see up-tempo stuff from this offense. Get on the ball, run plays as quickly as possible. Try to apply the pressure to the defense instead of letting them apply the pressure to you.
Yeah. Totally. I think Commanders fans have a pretty fair assessment of this thing that I don't know if you guys agree, and B, maybe you start on this. Tampa's probably a little bit better, but Washington's got Jaden, and that just feels like this tremendous equalizer or perhaps more than an equalizer.
But you know, I think the thing about it though, Jay, the best team don't win every week. They might be better as far as, you know, personnel and things like that, but will they play better that day? I think that's what it comes down to. And I believe we cannot hurt ourselves penalty-wise. If we clean up the penalties, we definitely have a hell of a chance.
I would agree, especially in the red zone. That's been the most frustrating thing at times about this team is we put together decent drives, and then sometimes we get to the red zone, and that's when the illegal shift penalties come in. That's when the men downfield come in. And yep. You, next thing you know, you're backed up, and it's, you know, first and goal from the 17-yard line. Yep. So I'd like to clean those up a little bit. But, yeah, I agree, B. Mitch. You know, we might not be the better team if you look on paper. But, I mean, on paper, Micah Parsons said they should win the Super Bowl this year, even though they're not in the playoffs. So you can't play that game. At some point, the team that's able to have that ice water in their veins and stay focused in the fourth quarter when everything's on the line, that's the team that's going to win. And the score says you're the better team, and that's what it's been telling us recently. So if it comes down to that, and I would not be shocked if we see this Sunday night game as an overtime game, if we see this game coming down to the fourth quarter and it's, you know, 33-26, I wouldn't be shocked about any of that. So I'm just gearing myself up. Rest up. Everybody out there, get your rest on Saturday. Early to bed. And save some of that energy for the night game.
We were told in 1991 that our team did not have the best, were not the best personnel-wise. 17-2 that year.
I mean, that team was loaded. Whoever said that was an idiot.
You look at all the other teams, though, all the other teams supposedly were better. Huh?
I was just asking PFT if he's worried about rest versus rust. If he takes Saturday off, are you going to be in game shape by Sunday night, dude?
Well, I say rest, but I am going to watch the annual Houston Texans 3:30 Central Time kickoff for Wild Card Weekend. I'm going to watch a lot of football. I don't know. That's what I'm saying right now. I'm giving a pump up speech in the locker room. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go out there and practice what I preach because we got Ravens Steelers on Saturday night. And
that's a big
and
one.
I don't know if you heard, but these two teams don't like each other very much.
At all. I have heard that. Dude, did you watch last night? What did you think of that game?
Yeah, last night, the college game, it was a very, very, very fun game. The first half, I thought Penn State was just going to run the football. And I didn't know if Notre Dame had an answer to that. But then you saw, you know, whatever happened at halftime, Notre Dame came out in the second half, and they looked like they had a little bit more juice.
Mm-hmm.
And credit to Marcus Freeman. He did a great job coaching. As much as I would like to say that this is on James Franklin, and this is another he can't win the big one, I don't think this is on James Franklin at all. This is on their quarterback. Had a terrible night last night. So
yeah.
I've been saying since the start of these playoffs, imagine if we got Notre Dame, Ohio State in the championship game and you get Ryan Day against Lou Holtz once again and we reignite that bitter old rivalry. That would be a great storyline. And, you know, the thing about Ohio State is they look great when they're not playing against Michigan. When Ryan Day isn't out there trying to prove a point with his play calling and his game plan of,
right.
Hey, we're not a soft team, we're not a finesse team, we're a power team. That's when Ohio State looks bad, when they don't play their style of football. And somebody last night pointed this out to me on Twitter. They said Lou Holtz might be the only person that can bring that type of bird brain out of Ryan Day to make him adjust his game plan. And the way that Notre Dame is able to run the ball sometimes and play just power football, Ryan Day falls back into that trap. And again, I'm overlooking Texas right now because Texas, you know, they're a good team, but what we've seen in these playoffs so far, Ohio State, you know, they're deservedly so a big favorite going into tonight. So I'm assuming that Ohio State wins, which for everybody out there listening, that probably means that you should bet on Texas.
All right, let's get an official Skins Bucks prediction, and then if you got any other maybe upsets this weekend.
Okay, Skins Bucks. I think I'm going to say 35-32 Commanders. We win in overtime. We're down 25-32 going into the fourth quarter, and we have a drive that starts on our 30. Eckler takes a swing pass, gets out of bounds for about a 12-yard gain. Then we hit Zacchaeus across the middle, call a timeout, pass to Ertz, gets down to the 10-yard line, and then Terry McLaurin on a fade to get us into overtime. That's how I think it happens. What if I just predicted that entire final drive right now? I would have to be the smartest.
We'll have the audio, dude.
Yeah, and then any upset? I actually don't think that the Steelers are out of it. The Steelers look like a bad team. Like, they are a bad team right now. They've lost, was it, 4 in a row? All the vibes are down, especially for their offense. The Ravens look unstoppable. I don't think the Steelers should be counted out because this, in a weird way, this is the best matchup that the Steelers could have gotten just because of what they've been able to do against the Ravens in the past. And they do, this rivalry has weird stuff happen all the time in it. So even though everything, like, I don't think the Steelers are good. I think the Ravens are awesome. But weirdly, I think that the Steelers will be competitive in there. But I'm not calling that as an upset. I am going to say that I got the Chargers. I think I got the Ravens. I got the Buffalo Bills, Eagles, Commanders, and I got the Vikings.
All right. I like it, man. It's and that Vikings game now in Arizona. PFT, enjoy Super Wild Card Weekend. We got another college football game tonight. What an epic run of football we get.
Yes.
Thank you for making time for us, dude. Let's hope next week I'm asking you for another Skins prediction.
There we go. Left hand up, guys.
Left hand all the way up. Thank you, PFT.
See you.
Bye, bro.
PFT commenter, man. If you don't listen to the Part of My Take podcast, you're missing out. He is a serious, tried and true Herndon High School Burgundy and Gold fan. High noon. We're going to open these phone lines up. We got the governor joining us at 12:45. Rondé Barber, Hall of Famer, knows the Bucks inside and out, joins us at 1 o'clock. You might hear from Dan Quinn at some point. We got a lot going on out here. It is the final show before Bucks, Commanders, Sunday Night Football, Wild Card Weekend. Nobody go anywhere. Work out. B. Bishop Finley, 106.7, the fan. B, what time is your show starting Sunday night?
Probably
7 or 7:30?
The game is at what time, 8:15?
Yeah.
Don't probably start about 6:30 or 7.
Okay.
Sometimes we'll do like we normally do 45. We'll do an hour plus when it's like a night game and, you know, it's more important.
And a playoff game?
Playoff game, probably be an hour and a half.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking this morning that you and I never really promote our game day stuff. So you can watch Brian on all the Commanders' social channels, YouTube, all that stuff. We're going to be doing a pregame show on NBC, which is really cool because the game's on NBC. We're going to be doing postgame. B's going to be doing postgame. Yep. And then we'll do the stream on Monumental. Like, there's going to be a lot of action.
A lot of stuff going on.
I think you get this dub, it should be pretty darn exciting.
It'll be festive.
I believe Dan Quinn is about to talk, Landfill. I'd like to take that if they're streaming it. If not, I'll get the audio for us. They've announced captains for this weekend that they voted on earlier this week. I think these are all very fitting. Jaden, Terry, Ertz, Wagner, Reeves.
Yep.
Right?
There you go.
I mean, that's the right guys for this week. I want to check in with the boys in the aquarium. We haven't yet. All week, the vibes for Jeff have just gotten higher and higher. Jeff Walker, how you feeling on a Friday of a playoff week?
JP, I am like a kid on Christmas. I can't wait till Sunday.
We act like that every day, like a kid on Christmas.
Like I cannot wait till Sunday, and I know we're going to win. I'm just ready for it. I done asked B. I'm like, yo, B, you got some shoulder pads at the house? Because
this boy is crazy.
After we win this game, I'm coming in here on Monday, on Victory Monday, our 13th one, in full gear, baby. Like, I'm excited, JP.
JP, can you imagine him putting on my pad from when I played?
No.
I told him I'd get his legs cut off. He won't have no blood flow.
He'd rip them, dude. And what were you playing at, 215?
Yeah, about that.
Jeff's 275?
Up a little bit.
No.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nah, I don't know about
hell
that.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
But I told him bring his shoulder pads because those were my size for sure.
My shoulder pads were big, but they were for like a running back. You are not a running back.
Oh. Them shoulder pads you had a lineman could put on.
Those were running back pads, man.
I could put them on. Anyway, I just need them to win Sunday. I've been talking big trash. And
oh, we know.
I've been talking big trash. I didn't even hop into Tampa Bay Twitter.
You have?
Yeah. It's people hating, B. And
oh, I know that.
We up.
How about this? Commanders just announced Doug Williams will serve as an honorary captain throughout
the postseason. I was just about to say that.
How like, much you love that, B?
Doug played for him. So, you know, I'm sure that was kind of something that was discussed. That'd be cool. You know, and I think it'd be a damn good thing for Doug to go down there, have a little love on that. But you know what? I have a very, very good feeling about this week. I got a friend of mine. I'm going to call him out. Ben Argueta, okay? He's a Ravens fan, and he likes to always hate on us. If I get a phone line to every voodoo person in New Orleans, I'm putting it on the Ravens. I hope the Steelers beat their ass by 2 touchdowns. Because he annoys me that much. Every time anything good happens for our team, Ben calls me with some little negativity. He can't wait for this to happen, that to happen. I can't wait for the Ravens to fall flat on their face.
Well, B. Mitch, I got something for you.
What you got?
Our friend Monty. Steve Montgomery from Starboard down in Dewey. Yeah. Legendary dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know the bar we like, American Social in Tampa? He's got like a private area to watch Ravens Steelers Saturday night.
Hey.
I know where I'll be chilling.
That might be the area right there, Jake.
That's what I said, man. I can't wait. I am tremendously excited to get down.
I wonder if Marty's going to see what's going on down there while he's down there?
Sands?
Reggie.
Oh, I don't know. But Sands is coming in, too, for the game. Sands is coming in Sunday morning,
I don't know if I
want
to watch a game with Sands. Sands might hurt you. Sands is a little wild, though.
That's an intense fella.
I'm going to tell you, that dude, bro, y'all think I'm crazy? Y'all think I might say some off-the-wall stuff? Get a phone call from Steve Sands after a game that he didn't like.
Dude, just a text message.
Bruh.
Just
you are not the guy that I saw on TV talking about golf.
Well, what's remarkable is Sands, kind of his, like one of his famous catchphrases amongst his friends is keep your poise, right? And if you ever watch Sands, it doesn't matter if it's 18 at Augusta or the second hole of, you know, the John Deere Classic. Uh-huh. Sands is always cool, calm, collected at all times.
Golf.
And when he is watching the Skins, he is an absolute maniac.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a different world, man.
He said, B-Rich, I know you kind of, you're sorry that you gave me this number, but I'm not going to be like this all the time. I was like, I hope the hell not. He is wild, dude. But, that's that passion, though, bro. And that's what's been hiding so long for this squad, man. There are a lot of fans that totally believe in this squad. And I'm going to say this 2024 team has brought a lot of that back up and out of these people. And that's why you got so much excitement and hype going on. Hell, we've been having it on our show, I know, for a long time. We didn't wait until they got to the playoffs. A lot of people around town now jumping on the bandwagon after they got to the playoffs, they made it. We've been giving them the praise of what they were doing and things were different throughout. But this is a good feeling, man.
Totally.
You know, it is a damn good feeling.
They have reminded this city what it means to love a football team.
There you go.
And it's been a long time. And there's been, not that there haven't been highs, but as Governor Moore has said, and I've started to borrow this from him, they were sugar highs. Like they weren't, there was never anything sustainable. And it was because the organization lacked an identity. There was nothing consistent or there was nothing you could count on. And the biggest thing, and it's funny because the Raiders, of all people, seem to be trying to achieve this and basically said it in a public statement. The thing I harped on, like, we knew Ron was cooked by Thanksgiving, right? Yeah. Like, Ron's a nice man. Everybody went about it the right way, but that ship had sunk.
Yeah.
And all I wanted was Harris to hire a GM and the GM to hire a coach.
And real
organizational alignment. And that it's exactly what they did. And early returns suggest that they knocked it out of the park in the decisions they made.
Yeah,
and we'll see over time. But
the bar is going to move. You know, people going to expect more as it goes forward. So this year, it was easy to reach a bar, but they went beyond, and it's going to be a little tougher to stay on top of that stuff moving forward. But I believe they have the right people in place to do it.
Hell yes. Some exciting news. Marshawn Lattimore is going to speak to the media in about 5 minutes. And you know what that means, folks? If he's talking, he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that's going to go. Even more exciting news. When we return, Jeff Walker has a playoff hype song.
Let's go, Jeff.
Landfill, I got to be honest with you. I don't have a timeshare, but if I did, I would call that dude. He's a convincing fella. He would get me out. I would call early. We're going to do Ask B. Mitch Anything. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067 is the phone number for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Taking your calls at noon. I want to not delay. No dilly-dallying here. Every week, most weeks, Jeff makes a really, really awesome hype song for the game. And with the first playoff game in 4 years and them being 20 years since their last playoff win, Jeff, no pressure, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, man. Let's just play the song. I'm just excited. It's playoff weekend. We in uncharted areas. We in uncharted waters. Let's go. Just drop it, Landini.
Everybody keep talking about we love it. We played an easy schedule. We did that. We did blah, blah. At the end of the day, we did what every other team had to do. We went out there and we won some games. We ain't make it here by luck. Yeah. I know every time we score, the fans gon' be tweaking. So let's go win this game and have another one.
We ain't
make
it hit by luck. It ain't matter who. No matter where we flew. Winning what we do. We ain't make it hit by luck.
We ballin' on.
It ain't matter who.
Back here, we ballin' on.
No matter where we flew.
We ballin' on.
All right, Jeffrey. I like it, man. I like the message, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just this entire week, dude, like, it has been so mentally overwhelming because I'm trying to just enjoy our football team winning. But in the hindsight, I got Giants fans. I got Cowboys fans. I got Eagles fans. I got all these people talking trash. You got, like, as soon as you tweet about Jaden and the Commanders and our success, you got Bo Nix fans coming out the woodwork saying we made it by luck. Nah, we ain't make it by luck. We really went out there, these boys balled.
Being a seventh seed is making it by luck.
Yeah, like, the highest 12 wins, lucky. It ain't, you know? Yep,
totally. I think, and we've talked about it at length on the program, just the notion of they didn't play anybody or
they played the same teams other people played and lost to.
I mean, right, like I'll be honest, Jeff. I feel like I don't actually really hear that. Do you really hear that often? Who are these nameless, faceless?
Yeah, you working all the time. You can't hear it.
Oh man, I had my own cousin because I tweeted. I said
I just read about a text from a little idiot named Ben.
Yeah, I tweeted. I said, man, I remember in college, I used to get verbally abused, and I tagged all of like my friends. And my cousins, I was like, I got verbally abused for being a Redskins fan. I said, but now that we winning, everybody in the cut. And my cousin was like, oh, no, I just ain't tell you in it. This hate is still real. Y'all lucky. Da, 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 da. I'm like, dude, we had 4 wins last season. How is this luck? And now I can't wait for us to win because I know I have people waiting to fire off tweets after the way I trolled last week.
Hey, hell with
good.
You, Jeff.
I mean, if a team goes, listen, I said this. They were 7-9 and won a terrible division 4 years ago. That was luck, nonsense, fool's gold, right? That was Dogecoin. Mm-hmm. This is not. They're 12-5, and B, I think you really eloquently explained yesterday. Like, yeah. They only beat one team that's in the playoffs, but there's a few teams that are out of the playoffs because
they beat
them.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, highly relevant. The Bengals would love to have one more win, and I think most of America would rather the Bengals have one more win so they'd be playing the Bills on Sunday instead of the Broncos. But they mm-hmm. didn't because Washington beat them.
Yep.
The Falcons are out because Washington beat them.
But the Bengals,
that stuff should resonate.
The Bengals, they are America's darling. Oh, they're so good, blah, blah, blah. They're not in the playoffs. But the team that is, you want to make some type of excuse and get mad and hate on them? Give me a break.
Two pieces of breaking news I want to talk about quickly. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. Deshaun Watson, he of the three more years with massive guaranteed money, underwent surgery on Thursday after tearing his Achilles again. And now Schefter, Rap Sheet, all these guys are saying he probably ain't playing in 2025.
Probably won't be. What did he do to tear it again?
Bro, I don't know. And I got a bigger one that I think this is wild. Rap Sheet, sources. The Jets are spending a portion of today interviewing Maryland head coach Mike Locksley as the former Alabama offensive coordinator and current Terps coach gets another NFL interview. The New York Jets' expansive search has left no stone unturned, taking a look at a leader and culture setter in college.
All right. There you go, Locks.
Good for Locks.
I'll pull for the Jets if Locks go there.
I will also pull for the Jets if Locks goes there. That'll be fascinating to watch unfold, man.
My man Larry, my homeboy, he's been a Jets fan all his life. I don't know how he found the Jets down there in Plaquemine, Louisiana.
Wait, he's a Jets fan from down there?
Yes, he's a Jets fan. Been a Jets fan all his life.
Maybe a Joe Namath guy? I don't know if he's
Larry
old
ain't that damn old. Larry younger than me.
Well, B, I don't know how the hell you land on the Jets.
I don't know.
I mean, this is wild.
I guess he liked green. I mean, they're the same color of our high school, I guess. I don't know.
I know you love green, but you still didn't root for the Jets.
Nah, hell no.
You love green dollars. Jeff loves green also. Jeff, I really like the song. I'd like to play it again. Let's make sure we do that, okay?
Let's get it.
Here's what we're going to do next, though. We mean business. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It is time to ask B. Mitch anything.
Bring the questions.